You watch what happens in the next 20 years in our nation. You think it is dark right now? In 20 years, mark my words, if I am gone, listen to this CD, because it's going to be darker than any time in the history of this country.
Why do you run from me? I just don't understand. I'm reaching out for you. You won't take my hand.
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome. On Love Never Fails today, Pastor Bill continues his series in 1 Corinthians with the conclusion to the message, God's Divine Order. Now here's Pastor.
Marriage, let's just take that. We already know it is the oldest institution known to mankind, the oldest one, and yet, for the first time in the history of this planet, marriage has now been redefined. Dear God, I mean, not only that, you know what? Men can become women. Women can become men. Men can marry men. Women can marry women. Not only that, children now can decide their own gender. I'm going to tell you something. Our nation is in deep trouble. And it is in deep division, and it is in deep darkness, and it is out of God's divine order and out of God's divine purposes. That's why we need a revival in this nation, in the church today. Amen? Now, listen carefully. This fits right in with what we're seeing today in our own culture. One of the greatest fallacies of today's feminist ideology is this. They feel that in order to be equal, to have equality, they must do the same thing that a man does. I don't have a problem with a woman at all making the same amount of money that a man makes. Amen? Praise God. A woman is a doctor. Praise the Lord. You know what I mean? You want to be a sumo wrestler? Let's go right ahead. I don't care. It's a joke. You know? But that's not how you find your equality. You see, there's the world, those that don't know Christ right now in our name, they're striving for that equality. Well, if I can be a soldier, praise the Lord, be a soldier, okay? That doesn't give you equality. Well, I can be a Navy SEAL. That doesn't give you equality. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to be a police officer. Okay, but that's not how you get your equality. See, and they're fighting for those things. Listen, men and the devil, oh, they have so brainwashed this culture, but God hasn't. God says, I love you. I made you. Woman, you're beautiful. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're equal in my eyes. You're equal to the men. Why are these lies working in your heart? Listen, if you read, for example, study up on the modern today, the modern feminism as a worldview, listen to what they say. It says modern feminism is that where they see men as evil, and to increase their freedom while minimizing their responsibility will bring a path to conquering this great evil, meaning man. I just finished a book not too long ago by Phyllis Schlafly, who died not too long ago, who was a constitutional attorney, activist, and so forth, great Christian woman. This book was called Who Killed the American Family? In it, she said this, the feminists write articles and books filled with phrases such as, the end of man, men are not necessary. There's a little short woman, and I say this with deep dignity. Her name is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Anyone know who she is? Does she sit upon the Supreme Court? Okay, no offense against her, but she did write a book. And in this book, it was entitled Sex Bias in the U.S. Here's what she says, just a brief excerpt. She says that hundreds of laws need to be changed in order to eliminate sex discrimination. She decreed that husband and wife be changed to spouse, mother and father, parent, widow and widower to surviving spouse, sister and brother, simply sibling. Why? You see, that doesn't settle sex discrimination. Because now you're violating, God created man. He created woman. He created marriage. Amen? Not too long ago, matter of fact, just a couple of years ago in July, you know what? The language commissioners there in California, they got Governor Jerry Brown to sign a bill deleting the words husband and wife from California law. replacing them with the word spouse. One state senator, his name, by the way, is Mark Leno, bragged that this removes outdated and biased language from state laws. That will not and never create equality in the sexes. Do you understand? It's crazy the things that are happening. Madeline Swartz, her article, I just read it, entitled The Anti-Family. Teen motherhood, single motherhood, unmarried cohabitation. Oh, these are not plagues. These are not social ills that pose a threat to the structures of our daily life. They are our new social reality. There's nothing wrong with teenage motherhood, meaning you don't know who the boy is, doesn't matter. There's nothing wrong with that. He says, once we get rid of the idea that marriage is the privileged form of cohabitation and that women don't need men, they've never needed men and they can raise children perfectly without them. That is the brainwashing that's happening in this society right this minute. Loved one, I want you to listen to me now. If we don't, and you say, Bill, you're just so negative. You know what? I'm speaking to you the truth in love. If we don't have a revival, if we don't have a move of God, you watch what happens in the next 20 years in our nation. You think it is dark right now. In 20 years, mark my words, if I am gone, listen to this CD, because it's going to be darker than any time in the history of this country. Dear God, you cannot violate God's law. A nation reaps what it sows, and what we're seeing today is because it was sown by this nation. We need to have God move again. Loved one, listen to me. The world that we live in is completely out of divine order. The question that every Christian has to ask themselves, are you in divine order? You see, and let's look at God's divine order. Verse 3 again. But I want you to know that the head or the authority of every man is Christ. The authority of woman, man. The head or the authority of Christ is God. Listen, the head or the authority of every man is Christ. If a Christian, you want victory, let Jesus truly not just be your Savior, but be your Lord, be your master, the one who calls the shots, where you build your life upon the rock. That's how you have victory. You want victory in your marriage or in your single life? Let Jesus be the authority there. Amen? That's what he's talking about. Listen, those in this world who willingly submit to the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, they're called the church. That is us. Those who refuse to submit or don't want anything to do with God constitute the world that we live in. The Bible tells us very clearly in 1 John 5:19, he says, we know we're of God. We know we're born again. We know that heaven is our home. He says, but the whole world lies under the sway or in the arms of the wicked one. That's the world that we live in. Oh, for every man to be under the rulership of Christ, the authority of Christ, where you bow before him and say, whatever your will is, it is now my will. Amen. See, that's how you get in divine order. If you're not doing that, you're out of divine order and you're going in a direction that God doesn't want you to go in, just like the world. And boy, what a path it's on. Loved one, listen, the head of woman, the authority over a woman is not a bad thing. He is called man. He did not ask for it. You understand? No, listen, I'm talking about marriage. Not a man is not authority over all women. That's bull, whoever teaches that. I'm talking about marriage, loved one. No, listen, you know, there's a divine chain of command. It goes all the way back. And, you know, speaking how a man prophesies, what did Adam prophesy when he saw Eve? What did he say when he saw her? He said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, amen. But the prophecy part was the next part where he went, for a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Adam didn't have a father and mother. Do you understand? I don't even know if he had a belly button. Do you understand? God made him. See, he prophesied to his wife. He was saying, man, we're going to have some kids. I guess that's what he's probably saying, you know? Yeah, woman. Woo! You're a hard bunch, I tell you. Now listen, talking about headship in marriage, it says in Ephesians 5:21, it talking about the husband and the wife, it says submitting one to another, how? In the fear of the Lord, meaning whatever God says is what we're going to do. In the fear, submitting one to another, submitting yourselves one to another. It's not, okay, I'm the man, here's my authority, you're going to do what I say, baby. No, that's not the way it works. It's no longer the man's will because he's in the divine order now of God. He's under the authority of Christ, amen? Okay, so now he says, see, when it says submitting one to another in the fear of the Lord, it means it's no longer the husband's will, it's no longer the wife's will, it's only God's will be done, amen? It's mutual submission one to another. And the world and pastors and churches have made the word submit a wicked word and a bad word when it's not. It's a beautiful word. It comes from heaven. It did not come from man. Amen? So listen, guys, that's so important. See, if the wife and the husband, if you guys are not submitted to God, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord, if you're not submitted to God, you're not in divine order. You're out of order. How in the world can you in any way fulfill your God-given assigned roles, the role of the husband, the role of the wife, if you're not submitting unto the Lord? It won't work. And wives, you need to let your husbands have the authority. He doesn't really want it.
Well, Bill, that's why I have it.
Yes, but you weren't made by God to have that role. Do you understand? I'm talking about that authority. It's just, but you're both equal. You've got to get that into your heart. Wives, submit to your own husbands. There's that word again. As unto the Lord, for the husband is the head, not the bully, not the dictator. He is the head of the wife, as also, watch this now, as Christ is also head or the authority to the church, and Jesus is the Savior of the body. What does that tell the guys? Guys, it says this, your headship, which is delegated from God, has nothing to do with being a dictator. It's not your little dominion or your little kingdom where you do exactly what I say anytime I say it. That's just the way it is. No, that's wrong. Christ's authority is loving authority. Amen? So should be the man as well. You want to stay in divine order. Now, men, listen to me, and women. Your area of authority is delegated by God. You didn't create it. God created it to fulfill his purposes in what we call life, okay? Now, the way that a man really stays in divine order, Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Anytime you look at your wife, if you want to look at your authority, always look to the cross because it's a sacrificial love. Love your wives as Christ loved the and gave himself on the cross. He died. It's a sacrificial love. Guys, love is a verb. In other words, it doesn't need to be just said, you know, I love you, baby. Put on Elvis. No, it's a verb. It must be demonstrated. Love has a movement to it. That's so vital today because, see, if you're not doing it God's way, you're doing it your way, and you're out of divine order. That's why it's so important. If you want victory, you stay in the divine order of God. There's no other way around it. No, see, man can only provide true headship when he himself is ruled by the love of Christ. I've said it for the last over 25 years here. Whenever a Christian husband steps away from agape, the love that's been shed abroad in his heart when it comes to rulership in your home, being the authority, you have now stepped out of your authority to rule your home and govern your home because you're now out of the will of God. Does that make sense? God says, I want my daughter to be loved a specific way, my way, not your way. Love her now. Love her my way. Well, I married her. Isn't that good enough? Why do you think I married her? I married her because I loved her. Yes, thank you. But it's a command to the man, not an option, not a suggestion. I want you to love her a specific way and my way. If you don't, you've just exalted yourself above my wisdom and my knowledge. You're out of God's divine order. That's how important that is. Now, listen very carefully. Look at the next one. There, I want you to know the head or the authority of Christ is God. This now is the incredible, supreme example of authority. Jesus. Jesus is our example in everything, isn't he? Oh, loved one, I look at that and I say, oh, Lord. You see, had Christ not left the throne room of heaven and come to this earth, born of a virgin, born at exactly the right time, the fullness of time, had he not done so, had he not obeyed the Father, submitted to the Father's authority, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, okay? Those three different areas. Had he not done so, there would be no salvation, loved one. See, he willingly, he of his own volition, man, listen, he took the lower place, he came, he died on the cross, and yet, was he God? Yes. Was he equal with God? Yes, he was the God-man, 100% man now, 100% God, yet without sin. He came and he willingly went to the cross. He willingly allowed himself to be beaten and scourged and nails to put in his hand. He let his own creation do that. Why? He submitted to the perfect will of God the Father. Jesus said, all things that I do, I please the Father. Whenever Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist there, and he came up out of the water, there was a voice that came from heaven as a dove came and alighted upon him. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Everything Jesus did, he pleased the Father. Why? He submitted to the Father. Jesus said, I do nothing unless I see my Father do it. See, this is God's divine order. He's showing us how for us to be in divine order as well. You see, Jesus is the head of Christ, is God, and yet Jesus is God. John 14:9, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now, there is only one God manifested in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, are all co-equal. Yes, because they're all God, but there's only one God manifested in three separate personalities. Now, would you say that God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, do they have different roles? Yes, but they're still all equal. Is that right? Okay, men, women, marriage. Okay, man, husband, wife. Are you equal with God? Yes, in other words, God's saying, yeah, you're equal in my eyes. Okay, but do you have different roles? Yes, but you're still equal. Do you understand how it all gets messed up? Listen, you know, women, you have a great calling on your life. Men, you have a great calling upon your life. You have different roles. You have a different function. You have different responsibilities in your life. And if you're not fulfilling that, you are out of God's divine order. And every Christian, what did Paul tell us in Philippians 2:5? You want to be in perfect divine order, Christian, with God? Paul said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That is not a suggestion. That is not an option. That is a command from the Lord. It's present imperative in the Greek, meaning, again, it is a command. What does that say? Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. It means that we are to think, we are to act, we are to react by God's grace, by God's power, like one person. His name is Jesus. He lives in us. He's our Savior. Amen. If we're acting any other way, he who says that he abides in him ought to walk even as he walked. Jesus in Acts 10:38, who went around doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. We should walk just like our Lord. We should forgive like our Lord because we can. Does that make sense? Yet he was submitted unto the Lord the whole time. Listen, when you study out Philippians, especially the first four verses, you know what you're going to find about the mind of Christ? You're going to find out that the mind of Christ is one that is always humble or filled with humility and always sacrificial love for other people. The Bible says in Philippians that Jesus did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. He is God, but he didn't consider it robbery. What does that mean? Jesus reigns over all things, yet he willingly became man, and he did not think his equality with God, because he was God, was a thing to selfishly hold on to. That's unbelievable. He's our example. He's our Lord. In other words, Jesus, when he came, it wasn't because of him. He wasn't thinking about himself. When Jesus came to this foul earth, he was thinking about you. He was thinking about me. He was thinking about others. He said, if I be lifted up, I can draw all men unto me. Amen? See, that's what it's all about. The Bible goes on. It says, listen, Jesus didn't make himself of any reputation. Let me just read from Philippians. He made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant. Do you know what that word means, bondservant? It means that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, when he came, he took the very lowest place on the status level, the last rung of the ladder, so to speak. He said he made himself a bondservant. He said, coming in the likeness of men and being found in the appearance of a man, listen to what he did. He humbled himself, meaning before God. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, in other words, because he humbled himself before God the Father, it says that God has highly exalted him and given him the name, not a name, but the name, which is above every name. There's not another name given under heaven by which man can be saved. He put his name at the highest level. He says, a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, those in heaven, those in earth, those that are under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Do you want to be in divine order, husbands, wives, Christians? Then you have to do it God's way. When God says in his word, I don't want you to hang out with unbelievers, he means don't hang out with unbelievers. Do you understand me? Why is it that we have to tell Christians the word of God? Well, and if they don't want to do it, why would you not want to obey the Lord? The Lord will never lead you to a place that's going to hurt you. Listen, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 2:14, I just one or the other. It says, in Christ, God is always leading us in victory. Always. Well, you know, in order for you to keep walking in victory, it doesn't mean painless. It doesn't mean you're not going to have issues. But you have to be following him. You have to be in God's divine order. Husbands, you need to treat your wives just like God would treat them. And wives, you need to treat your husbands just like God would treat them. Amen? If you're doing it any other way, you're out of divine order and you're opening yourself up for attacks. You're opening yourself up for things that you don't want. You're going down a road that you shouldn't be going down. God says, don't go that way. You have a perfect role and a perfect function. Women, listen, no one can fulfill your role except you. No one. There's not another creature on earth that can do it. You can. You're the only one. Man, neither you as well. No one can do it. You see, when you do it God's way, you're in his perfect order then. When you start walking in the Spirit, you'll not be led by the flesh. Amen. Oh, Jesus is so good. You know, I wish that every person was under the authority of Christ. I wish our nation was under the authority of Christ. You know what, Christian? I pray that you, if you're out of order, get back in divine order. May I say something about men? Husbands, listen to me. I know that sometimes when that last decision needs to be made and you both have prayed, the husband, the wife, and you searched the scriptures and you've prayed together, and there you are and you know that you have to make it. Sometimes it's painful, but that's what leaders do. You obey the Lord even when it hurts. And wives, you have to support that. You know, he didn't ask for it, but God's the one who gave it to him. That's why we have to know God's word. That's why we have to know and search for the will of God in our hearts and in our lives. You know, get in order if you're out. And if you don't know Christ, listen to me. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you'll know him one day as your judge. You're going to stand before him. There's books are going to be opened. Everything you've done in your life is right there. There's not going to be a jury. There's not going to be any appeals. There's not going to be any exits. There's no one going to defend you because God is never wrong. And you're going to stand there, and he's going to say, depart from me, ye doers of iniquity. I pray if you don't know Christ this morning, please don't find yourself there because, see, you're just a second away from being saved. All you have to do is come to Christ with a believing heart and ask him to save you. Ask him to be the Lord of your life, and he will change you forever. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Heaven will be your home. Your sins are washed away. A new creation you will become. Oh, God, what a great moment that is. When your eyes are opened and you know the devil is real and he's lied to you, and you know that Christ is real.
We'd like to thank you for listening to the broadcast this week and also encourage you to join us again on Monday when Pastor's 1 Corinthians study will continue. My name is Brian Whitaker. Be blessed today and so long for now. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org. or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.